Minute 46 gone by fourth quarter. Here we go. Here's the snap, and the kick is away, and the kick is good, and this game is tied. So a big clutch fourth and nine conversion, and the Ducks finish the deal from there. When the holidays get real, start at Kohl's and Kohl's.com, where you'll find amazing deals and everything you need and all in one place, so you can focus on the moments that matter. Kohl's, where families come first. 13-14 to play. Wisconsin 13, Oregon 13. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Hey, Badger fans. While we're celebrating today, there are over 21,000 Wisconsin veterans struggling to pay for rent and utilities. But you can make a difference in the lives of these Wisconsin heroes by donating to the Wisconsin Heat and Housing for Heroes Initiative today. Simply visit heatforheroes.org. That's heat, the number four, heroes.org. Or by calling 800-891-9276.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Jordan James with an 11-yard touchdown run. It capped a 13-play, 81-yard drive that took 6 minutes and 24 seconds. James with 88 rushing yards and a touchdown. Tawee Walker with 95 rushing yards here. 13 minutes, 14 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Wisconsin and Oregon are tied at 13.
What a play. You come out, jump around. The place is just jacked up, and Wisconsin gets pressure on Gabriel on that fourth and nine, and that is going to be one of those plays. Now, Wisconsin gets this great opportunity, gets the ball back, but what a play for him to kind of avoid that rush, roll out to his left, and make probably his best throw of the night on that fourth and nine to pick it up, and then Oregon goes in and gets a touchdown to tie this thing up.
That's why Gabriel is a Heisman contender. Sappington to kick off. Benny Anthony deep. And here's the kick away. And Vinny will let this hit into the end zone for the touchback. And the Badgers will begin at their 25-yard line. By the way, Cade Iacomelli was back there deep with Anthony. He was shaken up a little while ago. But Cade right back out there.
And I would think at this point now, obviously, Wisconsin just had a ton of success on that last drive, 13 runs, 10 in a row, and that was a big catalyst for that drive that we just had. So Oregon is going to look at it and say, all right, how are we going to slow this down? And I noticed it up here. You're going to have some opportunities getting Braden Locke outside the pocket, whether you're going to run him, throw those key passes. You have to make sure you're keeping Oregon's defensive ends honest when you're doing that. And that's going to be one of the things key here in the fourth.
We'll take another break. Back in a minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home of 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Light up your senses, details, and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. 13-14 to play, Wisconsin 13, Oregon 13. First and 10 for the Badgers at their 25-yard line. See, as Tausch mentioned, if the Badgers could keep this running game going, maybe some opportunities outside the pocket for Locke. We've got Jackson Aker in the backfield as well to the right of Locke. Walker is behind the quarterback. Double wide to the right. Pauling, slot right, motions left. Hand off Walker. Trying to hit the right side. Now trying to bounce it. Fighting his way for the hardest half yard you'll ever see. If that. Looks like they're getting him at the line of scrimmage. Second and 10.
I was just going to say that. He took four big-time blows, not glancing blows, guys diving at him, jumping at him, trying to hog-wrestle him down, and finally they got it. But, yeah, that was a hard-fought no gain by Walker.
Darion Dupree in there now for Wisconsin. You got Anthony and Pauling to the left, C.J. Williams to the right. Second down and 10, Locke back to throw, swings to left, Dupree catches at the 20-yard line to the 20 or 25, up to the 26. Jeffrey Bassa, the linebacker, there to make the stick. Gain of one, and the Badgers facing a third and 9 at their 26-yard line.
You're asking a lot there on your perimeter blocking to get that when you get it out to Dupree. You need to pick up those blocks, and unfortunately one guy missed, and Oregon was able to go make a play here, setting up. Haven't seen this a lot, especially in the second half. Third and 9 plus. Got to hold up. Got to handle these stunts and this blitzes.
Zion Barry Johnson in there, receiver for Wisconsin. On third down and 9, lock the throw. Pressure coming to throw over the middle, and it's caught by Williams, and he gets pounded to the turf. That was Mateo Uiagalelei getting there and just delivering a blow.
Wow.
And it's 4th and 4 for the Badgers at their 31-yard line.
Every time you feel, and I mean, you felt it up here. You look for targeting because that, I mean, I think he just went shoulder, but that was a violent hit. Good job holding on to that football.
Atticus Bertram's on to punt with 11 and a half minutes to play. Tied at 13. Gary Bryant is deep. For the Ducks, 4th and 4 from the Wisconsin 31-yard line. Jason Pfeiffer, the long snapper. And penalty markers fly as the play clock is winding down. It struck zero here, I think. So it's going against Wisconsin.
Prior to the ball being snapped, false start. Kicking team number 8. 5-yard penalty, 4th down.
And Anthony trying to get a head start. So now the line of scrimmage will be the 26 of Wisconsin. Bertram's kicking into this wind. Badgers going north to south here in the fourth quarter. And a breezy night here, consistently 15 miles per hour plus. Snap to Bertram's. And the kick is away. Fair catch signaled by Bryant at the 32-yard line. And that's where the Ducks will start. 1st and 10. The win play continues. Going down to the end here at Camp Randall Stadium. Game-changing performance on your farm begins with ag equipment that's made for more. Discover the entire lineup of Klaas tractors, combines, forage harvesters, and more. Visit CLAAS.com. 10:57 remaining. Wisconsin 13, Oregon 13. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones. And it's a family tradition to use only high quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
10 minutes, 57 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Wisconsin 13, Oregon 13. Dylan Gabriel tonight, 21 of 29, 210 yards, one interception. Jordan James, 88 yards, and a game-tying touchdown a few minutes ago. The Ducks get it back from their 32-yard line.
This has been, that third quarter flew by, and now all of a sudden we're in a dogfight. Oregon goes down, makes that critical play on fourth down, ties it up. But Wisconsin has struggled on third down tonight. One of 10 on third down. That is just not being able to sustain. And you did sustain on that one long drive, and that has really been about it for the Badgers tonight. Luckily, they've been able to handle Oregon and keep them down. Tie game here. Now is your chance. Make a play. Again, you just see Gabriel has put the ball in position here a couple of times, been able to take advantage of it once. We hope that you see another one of those opportunities come here in this fourth quarter.
Jaheim Thomas, Jake Chaney in the linebacking core, Max Lofi, slot corner right now. Three receivers left, two receivers right. As we're ready to go, first and 10 Oregon from its own 32-yard line. Jordan James now motions into the backfield. And penalty markers fly.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. False start.
Hey,
all right. False start, Oregon.
False start. Offense number 65. 5-yard penalty, first down.
I said Wisconsin stemmed, which means you move your lineman a little bit. And again, we don't know. Love that it's called first to 15.
The right tackle of Johnny Cornelius, the guilty party. First and 15, Oregon, for the Ducks, 27. Three receivers left, one on the right. Snap to Gabriel. Rolling left. The left-hander stops. Throws. Caught by Stewart, who gets blown up by Hunter Wohler at the 35-yard line. It's second down and 7.
Oh, you just love it. You just feel it. You saw a big hit from Oregon earlier there. Wohler just comes. Nice elbow right to the rib cage. I won't do it to you, Matt. Elbow to the rib cage on that play.
I'm still sore from Brian Butch last night hitting me all night. Trips to the right, second down and 7, Oregon from its own 35. And keeping it is Gabriel, running left, outside the 40, 45, 50-yard line to the 45. And got tapped out of bounds by Jake Chaney at the 43 of Wisconsin. He can do that. Dylan Gabriel with a first down run with 10:20 remaining.
You put so much pressure on that outside linebacker defensive. That time it was Pius, where you fake that dive, and he has to slide down, and that gives Gabriel enough room to get outside.
For the 43 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Gabriel will give it to James, who gets drilled right at the line of scrimmage. Wow, that was a brick wall he ran into there. You had Elijah Hills and Preston Zachman. Second and 10, Oregon at the Badger 43-yard line. 9:50 remaining, tied at 13.
So when you see that, and Gabriel made a nice play, that time Tressel says we're going to bring Zachman down to have that covered. And when he doesn't keep it, you slide him down, and he made a nice hit to stop it.
Jordan James was wide left. Now the running back will motion into the backfield. One receiver left, three receivers right. James breaks in motion to the right. Little quarterback draw. Gabriel taken down at the line of scrimmage. Good work by Ben Barton. And it's third and 10, Oregon, at the Wisconsin 43. As they're back on their feet at Camp Randall. Most of them have been that way for a while. And now the rest of them are following suit.
Love that design quarterback draw there to try to pick some yardage up. Barton wasn't having it.
9 minutes to play. Tied at 13. Third and 10, Oregon. On the Wisconsin 43-yard line. Three receivers on the right. Two receivers on the left. Snap to Gabriel. Pressure coming from Xavier Lucas. Gabriel boxed in under pressure. And down he goes! Inside the 45 of Oregon. It was set up by Xavier Lucas. Little corner pressure. And Oregon's forced a punt.
Just a great job by Xavier Lucas of not just flying to a spot. He's able to slow his feet down and not let Gabriel go around him. That let everybody else get back in there. It corralled him in, and what a big play. Young man, great job of staying in on a base and not letting him get outside that pocket.
A loss of 16, Oregon punting. Wohler is deep. Kick is away. Wynn carries it. Wohler lets it hit inside the five, and it dribbles into the end zone for the touchback with exactly 8 minutes left in regulation. Wisconsin 13, Oregon 13. We'll take another break. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Badger fans, it's football season. Whether you're grilling up saucy wings, cheesy nachos, or juicy brats, tailgating is all about delicious food and great times. And with all that comes the mess. That's where Bounty paper towels come in. Bounty holds up to tough messes, making cleanup a breeze. Bounty, the quicker picker upper, is always ready to tackle those game day messes. And the best place to stock up? Piggly Wiggly, your hometown store. Bounty and Piggly Wiggly, helping you gear up for Badger football.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Temperatures are falling, and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Just as a touchdown, tastes great teamwork, a successful farm, tastes great tractors, combines, A-tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 8 minutes remaining, Wisconsin 13, Oregon 13. The Badgers have the ball starting at their 20-yard line.
I just can't tell you how impressed I am with what Xavier Lucas did there, because here you are. You want to make a big play, and you get called up to do a corner blitz, and you have a, what, seventh, eighth, ninth year senior quarterback back there. You're coming, and you want to go and make a play. He sees that, and he breaks down and isn't going to try to be a hero. He makes sure he doesn't let him get outside of that pocket. When you do that, you get everybody else to swarm, and you give your offense an opportunity here. With 8 minutes to go, all tied up, against the number one team in the country. What a time to go on a little 7.5-minute touchdown drive for our Badgers.
Yeah, thinking the same thing. Tawee Walker tonight, 19 carries for 95 yards.
He's been running hard tonight.
He is the running back now to the right of Locke. Touch Kekahuna slot to the left. And now he'll motion to the right. First and 10, Locke takes. shows it, keeps it, and spikes it. Just threw it at the feet of Riley Nowakowski. Nothing was there. Live for second and 10.
Yeah, smart play. You don't want to force anything. And it kind of faked that little zone off to the left. He sees that they have him covered, throws it at his feet, live for another play.
7:56 remaining. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 20-yard line. Bill Pauling on the sideline right now. You got Bryson Green and Vinny Anthony out to the left with Anthony in the slot. Anthony now motions to the right. Lock takes the snap. He'll give it to Walker off the left side. Slips one tackle and then gets belted by Betcher at the 21-yard line. Boy, the going is very, very tough again. I'll actually give Tawi a couple of yards, it looks like, to the 22 of Wisconsin. Make it third down and 8.
He ran through one arm tackle, but Betcher just saw it and continued to run and run, and he brings a pop. He gave Walker a good shot there, setting up a third and 8. Here we go.
Badgers 1 out of 10 on third down. Kyan Berry Johnson, slot left. Stretch Kekahuna, slot right. Third and 8 for the Badgers 22. Lock back to throw, looking. Pressure to his right, looking. Throws right side. It is caught by Kekahuna, and he got smacked on the catch. He hangs on, but a penalty marker is down back at the line of scrimmage. The play got to the 34-yard line of Wisconsin, but let's see.
Foul, chop block. Offense number 3 and number 57. Half the distance of the goal from the previous spot. Second down.
I wish. It's actually third down. So that was Jake Renfro and Tawi Walker there with that chop block. As they were both engaged with Jamari Caldwell.
That was a good call. They ran a stunt, and we've had some problems picking up Oregon's stunt game. The stunt came around. Renfro was late. Walker's just trying to do his job, went at his feet, and they're engaged. Good call.
Back at the 11 of Wisconsin, third and 19. Lock back to throw, and nothing there. He'll just throw it away. It was wide of Tawi Walker. So now the Badgers punting from their own 11-yard line. Boy, you talk about some killer penalties tonight. The Badgers have had their share, including one that took away a touchdown.
And that on that third and 9, third and 8 was such a great throw by Braden. In a tight window, and you get all excited. I think it was that to Kekahuna.
Yep.
And then you get that. And so now back to your special teams, back to your defense to try to get you the football back again.
Best as he can, Atticus Bertrams needs to get into one here, kicking into the wind. Gary Bryant deep at the Oregon 44. Snap to Bertram, steps up, and the kick is away. It's going to hit in front of Bryant. Picks it up right side, 45 to the 50, to the 45 of Wisconsin, and steered out of bounds inside the 45. And Oregon with great field position. Jackson Aker over there in punt coverage. 6 minutes and 49 seconds to play. 44-yard punt, 13 on the return. When the holidays get real, start at Kohl's at Kohl's.com. You'll find amazing deals and everything you need all in one place so you can focus on the moments that matter. Kohl's, where families come first. 6:49 remaining, Wisconsin 13, Oregon 13. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
What an answer by the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune into every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football brought to you on WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Incorporated, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR or streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Oregon in business now, beginning at the Wisconsin 43-yard line. 6 minutes, 49 seconds left in regulation. Wisconsin 13, Oregon 13. What a costly penalty that wiped out a first down. The Badgers ended up punting with the line of scrimmage back at their 11.
Third down's now 1 of 11. And, you know, unfortunately, the best and biggest pickup of the night was wiped off the board because of I'd love to sit up here and tell you that that wasn't legit. It was. They ran a really good stunt. We were a little late to pick it up. And Tawi's job is to go in and try to help and clean stuff up. He went low. We were bucked up high, and he set up that long one. And now the punt, you're on the opposite side of the 50, so the defense is going to have to get back, make a play. We've seen him do it before, and I've been calling for it, Matt. I feel like we've gotten enough pressure tonight that we've made everybody uncomfortable. Now would be another great time to do it.
Both teams have been hit with 7 penalties in this game. And here we go, pistol formation. In the Wisconsin 45-yard line, Gabriel gives it to James. Off the right side, gets outside the numbers, inside the 40-yard line, and ridden out of bounds by Nizir Forcurine inside the 35 to the 34 and a gain of 9.
Man, he is just so quick in his cuts, and he sees something, and he bounces, and then he gets vertical. And you just see that athleticism. Great job by him of bouncing that, picking up 9.
We get back on the ball. Double wide to the left on 2nd down and 1 for the Badgers' 34-yard line. Pistol formation again. Jordan James behind his quarterback, Dylan Gabriel. James with 97 rushing yards here tonight. 6:15 and counting left of the fourth quarter. Gabriel hands to James off the right side. 1st down and more inside the 30, 25-yard line. And he's delivering the blows now. Jordan James down inside the 25-yard line of Wisconsin, the mark of the 22.
Pulled Rogers. He was able to get out there and get enough on Austin Brown there and pick up that first down.
They need a mistake, this Badger defense does, from Oregon. 5:54 and counting.
Starting to slow their tempo down a little bit here as well.
Double wide to the left from the Wisconsin 22, 1st and 10. James to the left of the quarterback. Gabriel will give it to him up the middle. James inside the 20-yard line. Waller gets there, help from Christian Allegro to the 19-yard line of the Badgers. Gain of 3, 2nd down and 7.
And they're leaning on James now. He's 20 carries now, over 110 yards. You feel like that's where they're going to lean here now, that play action pass, because Wisconsin is going to start selling out to try and stop that run game.
They come out at the moment. 3 receivers right, 2 on the left. James, one of those on the right. They're stacked on that side. And now James will jog in motion to the backfield for the Wisconsin 19-yard line. We're 2nd down and 7. Gabriel gives it to James, hits off the left side, bounced off a man, and covered up by Hunter Waller at the 16-yard line. Boy, that was 3 yards out of nothing from Jordan James, and it's 3rd and 4, Oregon, with 4:54 left in regulation.
It's Elijah Hills almost was there. He shed the block. Give Oregon credit. He finished his block, but Elijah had him around his legs. James was able to kind of fight through that, and then Hunter and the boys came to get him down here to set up this 3rd and 4.
Oregon 4 of 11 tonight on 3rd down. It's 3rd and 4 at the Wisconsin 16. 4.5 minutes to play. Tied at 13 in Madison. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. And now James will motion into the backfield. 1 receiver on the left side of the formation now. Snap to Gabriel. 4-man rush. Gabriel has time. Now he'll pull it down. Room to run to the 15. Gabriel to 10. And Gabriel gets drilled to the ground by Kurt Neal at the 8-yard line. 1st and goal for Oregon. And Badger is down. The athletic trainers will go out there and take a look. As the Ducks will have a 1st down, and that was Hunter Waller, and I think it was a teammate
friendly
who hit
fire,
him.
Yep.
Hunter Waller and Christian Allegro over there trying to get to the quarterback, and Allegro, he took out Hunter Waller. So we have 4:06 to play. Wisconsin 13, Oregon 13. The athletic trainers, along with head coach Luke Fickell, out there looking at Hunter Waller. Patrick, what do you have?
Well, a lot of concern right now for Hunter. He's the leader and the heartbeat of this program, no question about it. It's also coming on the heels of some rough news from the offensive side where Will Pauling is doubtful for the rest of this game. I don't think we'll see him. He suffered a lower body injury on that last possession. So that's two of the team leaders now that have been nicked up.
Waller now up on his feet. And he will walk over to the Wisconsin sideline.
Guy's a warrior. You know it's something when he stayed down. That was a great effort by Kurt Neal chasing to get him down after he ricocheted off. But good protection enough that you gave Gabriel enough room. And then, you know, hopefully Hunter will be all right and get back out here to finish this game up.
So we'll go ahead and take a break. 4:06 to play. Wisconsin 13, Oregon 13. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
Time now for us to spotlight tonight's Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. This Wisconsin defense has emptied the tank tonight. Oregon averages nearly 36 points a game. It has 13 right now with 4:06 remaining. They're on the doorstep. First and goal at the 8. In the meantime, Hunter Waller making his way to the locker room area now for Wisconsin. First and goal for the Ducks as Dylan Gabriel running to convert the first down on what was a 3rd and 4. 13-13 the score, 4:06 to play. Trayshawn Holden, Evan Stewart, double wide to the left. Kenyon Sadiq, wing on the left side. Snap to Gabriel, hands off to James, off the left side. A stiff arm taken down, or it's still up. Now they blow the whistle. That was Austin Brown making the play at the line of scrimmage. 2nd and goal, Oregon, at the 8.
It shows how athletic he is. He stiff-arms him, and Austin Brown's bringing him to the ground, and he barely got, I think his left knee grazed the surface, or he would have gotten in. Nice job of fighting that stiff-arm off there by Austin.
3:33 remaining. Oregon taking its time here. Both teams have all 3 timeouts available. 2nd and goal. Ducks now breaking the huddle. Play clock is at 10. Gabriel takes a snap. A little pitch to Whittington off the right side, trying to get to the edge. And he gets drilled at the 6-yard line. Preston Zachman is there on a gain of 2. 3rd and goal. 3:13. Clock running. Tied at 13 here in Madison.
Nice job by Ricardo Hallman to just continue to stretch it. You want, anytime you see a toss play, you want him to continue to go to the sideline. Keep bouncing it. That was a nice job by Wisconsin's defense and not giving any creases for him to go through.
3rd and goal at the 6. 3 receivers left. 7 Stewart to the right. And now James wide to the right. Empty backfield on 3rd and goal. Snap to Gabriel. Blitz coming. A throw incomplete in the end zone. One to Terrence Ferguson. Max Lofi on the coverage. 2:39 remaining. And Oregon will send on the field goal team to try to take the lead.
Good pressure coming off of the right side of Oregon's offensive line. And you drilled Gabriel. That was forced that throw and just off his fingers, forcing this field goal attempt to take the lead.
Atticus Sappington with a 24-yard try, right hash mark, 2:39 remaining, tied at 13. Here we go. The Lions are down. Snap, spot, kick in the air, and it is good. And Oregon takes the lead with 2:36 remaining. So another field goal for Sappington, 2:36 to play, Oregon 16, Wisconsin 13.
And with that scenario, how that all played out, you feel like you at least dodged a little bit of a bullet there, because Oregon started this drive, I think, at the plus 45. So they picked up 30 yards, got the field goal attempt. Nice job by Pius coming off of that edge, because if you would have given Gabriel another beat, I think you would have probably had a touchdown. But you got there, you put pressure, you drilled him, forcing that throw, and that sets up now 2 minutes, 36 seconds left. Get some good field position. You know what you need, and that's where you're at. You have your timeouts. You know the score. You know the situation. You practice this. This is what you do all that work for. And the Badgers, I think if you would have told them 3 hours ago this is the scenario you're in, I know I'd have signed up for it. I'm pretty sure these guys would too.
Sappington 3-for-3 tonight on field goals. Vinny Anthony, Cade Iacomelli are deep. Badgers have all of their timeouts available. Sappington set to kick off. Again, he has the wind at his back. The approach, the kick is in the air, and this will not be returned as he hits at the back of the end zone. And here we go. Badgers starting first and 10 at their own 25-yard line.
And now this year with this new two-minute timeout, you have that first. I'm always convinced, and it doesn't matter if it's high school, college, pro, that first play, those first couple of plays to kind of get it moving. You get the defense on their heels a little bit. It's so critical to get some positive yardage. And now time clock is not going to be an issue here for the Wisconsin Badgers. Do what you want to do here to move this football down the field.
Tretch Kekahuna slot left. Kyan Berry Johnson slot to the right. Walker the running back. First and 10 for the Badgers at their 25-yard line. Walker to the left of Locke. Locke gets the snap. Movement up front or delayed?
Five-yard penalty. First down.
Wow. All right. Put some time back on the clock there. So first and 15. Boy, the penalties just been a killer.
Mm-hmm. And that, it wasn't a TV timeout, but after a kick.
Can't happen.
Not ideal.
Not ideal. All right. Two receivers left. Two receivers right. On first and 10, Locke looking to throw, winds it up, throws over the middle, and it's caught across the 25-yard line. Vinny Anthony is there. They get six, second down and nine. 2:28, clock running remaining. 16-13, Oregon. Locke gets them back on the ball. Two receivers left, two receivers right. On second and nine, Locke gets the snap. Oregon rushing four. Locke looking, dances to his right, throws to his right, diving for it as Williams can't get there. At the 35-yard line on the near side, Jabbar Muhammad on the coverage. 2:12 to play, and now the Badgers have another third and long. Third and nine at their 26-yard line.
A pretty good protection there. You're able to keep that pocket a little bit late leakage. Locke almost got it there, just short arm. Got it, a short hop throw. And now we're setting up here with a third and long.
Two receivers left, two receivers right for the 26 of Wisconsin. Third down and nine. Locke takes. Little pressure coming. Locke throws right side. Broken up. Incomplete. Boy, checking for some early contact. Didn't get it. Pass intended for Kyan Berry Johnson. Excellent play by Brandon Johnson of Oregon, and with 2:07 remaining, the Badgers are down to a fourth and nine at their 26-yard line.
And with the two-minute time warning, or whatever we call it, three timeouts, there's no thought of not going for it here, but that would be an option if you think you can get a stop.
So here we go. Three receivers right, two receivers left. And the 26 of Wisconsin, where it's fourth down and nine. Locked to throw. Oregon sending four. Braden fires over everybody. Incomplete between Barry Johnson and Austin Brown. 2:03 remaining, and Oregon up three will take over And the worst possible time for yet another three and out for this Wisconsin offense.
Just been so much struggle on third down. And I wouldn't expect you to punt, but with the timeouts, now you have to hold them to a field goal. And if there's one silver lining, you did get the playoff before the two-minute timeout. So you, in essence, have four timeouts here. You need to try. Now you got to empty the bucket, get this stop. But, man, not ideal.
Yeah, this team makes just enough mistakes. And, you know, it's a grind as it is offensively. And you get yourself off schedule.
You can't have a delay of game on first down. It's just too much to overcome.
Yeah, can't spin that. That cannot happen. Ball at the 26 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Jordan James lines up with a pistol behind Dylan Gabriel. Gabriel takes the snap. He'll give it to James inside the 25 and slips through down to the 20-yard line. Allegro on the tackle. And that'll get us to the two-minute timeout. Actually, a minute 58 remaining. 16-13 Oregon. This is a night where it's the Badgers in the second quarter got some rhythm offensively to their 10 points, but it's a night where Wisconsin has had just 219 yards of offense. Oregon has 362, which is below average by a considerable margin. They come in at better than 450 yards a game.
The defense has been really good tonight. There's a lot of yards, 362, but created a turnover, been able to force field goal attempts. And for a team that has been so potent offensively, you've given your team a lot of opportunities here to go down. And unfortunately, Wisconsin sands that drive in the third quarter. It just has been really tough sledding to get anything going. And that goes to being 1-12 on third down. That you just way too many third and longs tonight to be successful against a group this good.
It'll be a 2nd and 4 for Oregon at the Wisconsin 20-yard line.
So this is where it's kind of interesting from Oregon's spot. Because you have these timeouts, you see a lot of savvy plays where you get that first down and then you don't score. I would not think that would be the case here. You want to go up and try to finish it. But at this point, that's all the stuff that you practice and you think all of these different scenarios through. Wisconsin, there's no thinking. You got to get a stop.
So here we go, 2nd and 4. Stewart to the right, Trayshawn Holden to the left. And now Holden motions to the formation. Gabriel takes. He'll give it to James. Hit behind the line of scrimmage by Chaney. And James nabbed behind the line of scrimmage. Kurt Neal there to finish up. Timeout Wisconsin. James taken to the ground at the 22-yard line of the Badgers. It'll be a 3rd down and 6, a minute 54 to play. First charge timeout. Actually, they place it at the 21 of Wisconsin. It'll be a 3rd down and 5.
Look, Jake Chaney just shot this C-gap, which is between the tackle and the tight end. And the tight end never came off. Thank you very much. Jake Chaney got in the backfield and was able to get this where a 3rd and 5. I have to kind of backtrack a little bit. 2nd down and 4, when you still have 3 timeouts, I've seen it where defensive teams have jumped off sides to reset it so that it's 1st and 10, and it forces your hand with those 3 timeouts. Obviously, smart move not, because now you're in a 3rd and 5, but 2nd and 4 is a really good down and distance for an offense. 3rd and 5, not so much. Great job by Jake Chain.
Oregon 3 out of 15 on 3rd down. We're interested to see what Will Stein dials up, the Oregon offensive coordinator. 3rd and 5 for the Wisconsin 21. A minute 54 to play. 16-13 Oregon. And now timeout taken by the Ducks. Dan Lanning racing over. So we'll keep it here with a minute 54 to play. 16-13 Oregon.
Well, you always take a little sneak peek at what you're thinking the defense is going to do. And then, you know, are you kind of wise enough to say, well, I think they're going to do that? No, okay, well, then we'll do this. And now, at this point on offense, I want to make sure I get the ball. And this isn't about anything but players. This isn't about scheme, anything else. When you get to this point in the game, you know who's going to get the football. Defensively, you want to make sure you give your opportunity for your guys to go make a play, too. 3rd and 5 here. I would think you're going to see Wisconsin bring everybody that they can try to get a loss yardage play.
Jordan James, 120 rushing yards tonight. So here we go. Third and five, Oregon at the Wisconsin 21. A minute 54 to play. Three-point lead for the Ducks. James to the right of Gabriel. Double wide to the left. Snap to Gabriel. He'll give it to James, and he gets covered up at the 20-yard line. So they'll force Wisconsin to use its second timeout. It'll be fourth and four at the 20. A minute 49 remaining. Now you would think the Ducks would kick to extend it to a sore. Yeah. Maybe, well, I don't. You never know. This guy.
Yeah,
well,
you would
20
think.
Of Wisconsin. It's a little left of center right now for Sappington, who is 3-for-3 tonight.
He's made all of his kicks, and I would think there'd be a no-brainer here. You kick it. Obviously, Wisconsin will bring everything. We've seen some blocked field goals, extra points this year. Obviously, this would be an ideal time to do that and make a big play on your special teams. You're always looking for someone to make a big play. No bigger opportunity than right now.
All right, here we go. This will be a 38-yard attempt. Just a little bit left of center. A minute 49 to play. Even if he makes it, it's still a one-score game. Here we go. Everybody's set. Here's the snap. Are they going to try to fake it inside the 20 and down to the 17? He didn't make it. Stopped a yard short. They snapped it to the holder, Ross James. Oregon trying to get a kill shot, and they come up empty. With a minute 45 remaining, the Badgers get it back down by three. Like I said, with Oregon, you just never know.
Great scouting by Matt LePay. That I don't understand. Thank you very much. Zachman's down there. Everybody's fine. He's definitely short of that first down. And now you're given an opportunity that a field goal could tie it. So thank you very much from Wisconsin's standpoint. You tried it. It didn't work. And now, again, you get another opportunity here. A buck 45. You're only down a field goal. You have a timeout. Here we go.
From the 17 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Badgers playing on without Will Poling. Three receivers left. Rice and Green to the right. Walker, the running back. Block to throw. Looking under pressure. Flush to his right. He's going to run. 15, 20. Gets to the boundary. Just shy of the 25-yard line. Ball mark of the 24. Clock stops until the next snap. A minute 38 remaining. Game of seven.
Good job avoiding that rush, and I think Braden, I'm all right with that. He's, you know, there's a little bit more room, but he got out of bounds, keep the clock, keep everybody calm here, got some positive yards on first down.
Three receivers to the left, including the freshman, Kyan Barry Johnson, out of Bowling Brook, Illinois. Bryson Green out to the right for the Badger 24-yard line. Lock takes, looking to throw, and a pass batted down. It's intercepted by Uyunglele, and that'll wrap it up. Pass deflected. Uyunglele picks it off. And the Oregon Ducks are about to escape Madison. And Jamari Caldwell, their outstanding defensive lineman, is down and hurt.
I tipped the ball up. I didn't see who tipped it. But a stunt off of the right side of the offensive. The stunts we have not had good answers to pick up their line games. We missed there, got it, and I think it was
Caldwell.
Caldwell tipped it up. And he got kind of clipped on his knees. Big time play there to tip it up in the air and seal this thing. Good.
Oh. Yeah, that was his teammate Tatum Tuioti, who got low on Caldwell. And it was Mateo Uyunglele getting the interception, the first turnover of the night for Wisconsin. And a bitter end. Ugh. To one very inspired effort by this Wisconsin team, but the offensive struggles go on and on.
They do. Caldwell did a good job of getting his hands up and tipping it, and then really good awareness by Uyunglele to be able to catch that, secure it, and now, oh, so many opportunities tonight for Wisconsin defensively to hold in, and the special teams, the guy gives you a gift. Doesn't take the field goal, and you get it. And our offense, with very few exceptions tonight, just has not able to sustain anything. And that's why we're going to fall a little bit short.
So just one timeout for Wisconsin as Oregon will go into the victory formation. Balls at the 25 of the Badgers. Gabriel under center. And he'll backpedal a little bit, burn off a few more seconds. Now go to a knee at the 29-yard line, and Luke Fickell will use his final timeout with a minute 27 to play. 16-13, Oregon. Ducks put 10 on the board here in the fourth quarter. Well, you think of key plays, and every time you have a close game, you could pluck a handful. A fourth and nine conversion from Oregon to begin the fourth quarter. Of course, the Badgers had a touchdown called back at an eligible man downfield.
Chop block.
Chop block erased a first down throw, and just the mistakes that just cannot happen when it's such a struggle to score.
Fourth and nine was the gut punch, though,
yeah, it was.
To me.
Yeah, it was big time play. Heisman type moment as Gabriel will again work under center, takes the snap, goes to a knee at the 33-yard line. Badgers can't stop it now. 1:20 remaining. So Oregon can burn off the time. They'll mark it at the 33-yard line of Wisconsin, down to 1:10 to play.
Yeah, there's typically at the end of a game here, and there's typically a little head nod like, hey, we're going to kneel on it. Don't try to kill me. But at this point now, you're dawdling a little bit because the clock maybe didn't line up. You got to bring everything you got. Try to do whatever you can here to force a fumble, do something, but it's not looking great.
Yeah, this will be the final. You got 5 in the play clock, 45 in the game clock. They'll take it all the way down and then use a timeout, and they do with 40 seconds to play. And actually, when the clock kept going, a couple of extra ticks there. Yeah, I couldn't hear what they were saying there, but the game clock showing 39 seconds right now, which if it stays that way, they just need the final snap. And they reset at the 41. They put a couple of seconds on the clock. Well, you give credit to Oregon. 8th straight week. We talked about 2 byes for the Badgers here this season, coming off their second one last week. And Oregon is their 8th consecutive game. They're about to go 8-0 in the Big Ten, about to go 11-0 overall for the second time in program history.
I'm sure they'll be saying their bye week has come at the perfect time, and it actually will. That is a long stretch and a lot of travel time, and if I'm them, I'm saying what a great, gritty win, because they didn't play their best, and they're going to find a way to walk out of here with a win.
We got some key guys have been banged up. Gabriel takes the snap, backpedals a bit, now drops to a knee, and that's going to wrap it up here at Camp Randall Stadium. Well, the Badgers took the number one team in the country to the limit, but the Oregon Ducks show that championship medal on the night where they were not at their best, but they were plenty good enough when they had to be. It's over at Camp Randall Stadium. Another bitter ending for the Wisconsin Badgers tonight as they fall 3 points short against the top-ranked team in the country. Well, the clock hit 0 here in Madison, and that will do it at Camp Randall Stadium. Final score, Oregon 16. Wisconsin 13. We're back with a post-game show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
The tradition, the rivalries. Sirius XM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got you covered. On Big Ten Radio, there is complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along on the Sirius XM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now you can get 3 months of Sirius XM free. Subscribe now. See offer details at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Gas.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
This is our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show as the Oregon Ducks with an escape tonight. But that's what championship teams can do when you're not at your best. You are when you have to be, as Oregon puts 10 on the board in the fourth quarter to defeat Wisconsin 16-13 on a night, Tausch, where the Badger defense did absolutely all it could. And outside of the second quarter, really, the Wisconsin offense just flat didn't get it done, and enough key penalties at the worst possible times and just things that cannot happen if you're going to try to pull an upset.
I think you're as a Badger fan tonight, you're gutted, because it's not that you lost the game. It's the way the game played out, and everybody emptied the bucket. I thought defensively we gave everything we had. Guys were flying around. I mean, Hunter Wohler left the field. I mean, he left everything he had out on that football field, and to limit a really good offense that had not been held under 30 all season in the Big Ten, tonight to hold them to 16 points, you have to find and muster enough offense to find a way to win that game. And tonight, I think you look at how we played on offense and way too inconsistent and just could not figure out a way to convert third downs. And it's not just because it was third down. It was because penalties and because lost yardage runs. You can't expect to be third and eight plus against good teams and convert a lot of them. And I think that probably tells the story as much as anything.
5-3 and outs tonight, including the first three possessions for Wisconsin. And there was a four-play possession. They lost the ball on downs. And then on the second play of the final possession was the interception. So just really no consistent ability. A 13-play drive that led to a field goal. The 9-play, 75-yard drive in the second quarter to the touchdown. A 16-play drive. But that ended in disappointment. They got the field goal, but the touchdown that they had, it was kind of a busted play, a lefty throw from Braden Locke, and he was like on the edge of being completely beyond the line of scrimmage. That wasn't what the flag was, an eligible man downfield. They settled for three, and again, you just, when you're trying to do something special, those things cannot occur.
Yeah, you have to take advantage of the opportunities when you get them, and Wisconsin, I think there are three or four plays, like every game, that's a good football game. They have to go your way, and they all went Oregon's way. I, with all that, even with the craziness that happened on the touchdown that wasn't, that fourth and nine play is what I think.
For Oregon, the conversion.
For Oregon, yes. On the conversion, yeah. Right after jump around, coming out right out of the gates. When you're up by a touchdown, That play that he made and able to get out of the pocket and make that throw, that was big time. That's why they're the number one team, and that's why they have national championship aspirations, because you make those plays. But from Wisconsin's end, you had those opportunities. You took points off the board. And in the same play, Braden Locke, who people are going to criticize and get after, no doubt, but he makes a great throw.
Yep.
And there's a chop block. And then it turns out you have to give the football back, and that leads to the game-winning field goal. And so you just, when you play good teams, you can't make mistakes like we did tonight.
And Oregon will fly home undefeated, 11-0, 8-0.